For the first 2 hours of the Stark Blast, they were in some doubt if even the stone meeting house would hold. The wind screamed and trees snapped. One slammed down on the roof and smashed it. Cold air jetted through the boards above them. Susanna and Eddie put their arms around each other. Jake shielded Oi, now lying placidly on his back with his stubby legs splayed to all points of the compass, and looked up at the swirling cloud of bird shit that had sifted through the cracks in the ceiling. Roland went on, calmly laying out their little supper. "What do you think, Roland?" Eddie asked.
"I think if this building stands one more hour, we'll be fine. The cold will intensify, but the wind will drop a little when dark comes. It will drop still more come tomorrow light, and by the day after tomorrow, the air will be still and much warmer. Not like it was before the coming of the storm, but that warmth was unnatural, and we all knew it."
He regarded them with a half smile. It looked strange on his face, which was usually so still and grave.
"In the meantime, we have a good fire. Not enough to heat the whole room, but fine enough if we stay close to it. And a little time to rest. We've been through much, have we not?"
"Yeah," Jake said. "Too much."
"And more ahead, I have no doubt.
Danger, hard work, sorrow.
Death, mayhap.
So now we sit by the fire, as in the old days, and take what comfort we can." He surveyed them, still with that little smile. The firelight cast him in strange profile, making him young on one side of his face and ancient on the other.
"We are quartet. We are one from many. Be grateful for warmth, shelter, and companionship against the storm. Others may not be so lucky."
"We'll hope they are," Susanna said. She was thinking of Bix.
"Come," Roland said. "Eat."
They came and settled themselves around their din and ate what he had set out for them.